Good morning. Additional showers and some heavier bursts of rain moved through interior New York and New England overnight, so the flooding concern is still out there this morning with high water across the region. Additional showers and thunderstorms today will only exacerbate the high flooding concerns through the afternoon, and a flood watch is out for the entire region as we head through the day today and into the night tonight. A stationary front parked over the region continues to extend all the way into the Gulf of Mexico, where waves of low pressure are moving up the eastern seaboard, transporting the tropical moisture northward. This moisture is being wrung out in the form of the showers that we've seen over the last few days and heavier bursts of rain and thunderstorms, and this weather pattern will persist right on into the day tomorrow. With the extensive clouds and showers, high temperatures will be stuck in the 70s to right around 80 degrees for afternoon highs. We'll see the chances for showers, perhaps a rumble of thunder into the night tonight. It'll remain mostly cloudy and muggy with lows in the 60s to around 70. Slight improvement tomorrow in that the chances for rain are a bit lower and the showers will be less numerous. Still, though, there is the risk at more showers and thunderstorms with heavy downpours from time to time, and temperatures will reach into the lower and middle 80s. Still, an even lower chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms on Thursday and Friday for the holiday, although the risk is still out there for the 4th of July. It'll be hazy and humid again, with temperatures reaching into the middle and upper 80s. The warmth continues to build as a ridge of high pressure backs in from the Atlantic. This will lower the chances for showers and thunderstorms heading into the weekend. In fact, I think most of the weather will be dry, and temperatures will warm into the upper 80s to around 90, and the hot and humid weather will extend into the early part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an expansive upper ridge will stay locked in over the western United States, and a building ridge in the western Atlantic continues to push a deep upper trough back westward over the eastern half of the country. Underneath the ridge in the west, excessive heat warnings and heat advisories remain in effect, where daytime temperatures will yet again soar past the century mark, and overnight lows will struggle to drop into the 70s and 80s. This not only includes much of the Southwest and Great Basin, but triple-digit readings will also be possible within the valleys of the Northwest, Intermountain West, and Northern Rockies. A cold front trying to press southeastward through the Pacific Northwest this evening should bring some relief from the heat, but the temperatures across the rest of the western U.S. will remain well above normal through the middle of the week. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility, showers and fog with a temperature of 54 degrees and a west wind at 29 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 36 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 66 degrees, 2 miles visibility and fog, 93% relative humidity, a northeast wind at 6, and the barometer at 30.08 inches, and currently it is on the rise. The last 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 127 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 37 at Santa Maria, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s, Boston, showers and storms near 80, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 77 degrees, the low, 67, the average temperature, 72, that's 1 degree above normal. 59 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, that's also the total for the month of July, which is 46 hundredths above normal, and 24.01 inches for the year, which is now 5.31 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 60, the record high, 98, set in 1966, and the record low, 40, in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 5:21 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today. The rain could be heavy at times with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with showers and perhaps a thunderstorm today. The rain could be heavy in bursts with highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows near 70. for the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Mostly cloudy, showers today, possibly a thunderstorm with heavier bursts of rain possible and highs in the upper 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with bursts of heavier rain at times and highs in the mid to lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows near 70. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with showers, perhaps a thunderstorm today, a burst of heavier rain possible here and there with highs right around 80. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows near 70. Region-wide for tomorrow, some hazy sunshine, plenty of clouds, still humid with scattered showers and storms in the mid-80s. Hazy sun mixed with some clouds, still humid on Thursday for the 4th of July, and the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms in the middle to upper 80s. Hazy, very warm, humid, a scattered thunderstorm Friday and Saturday, middle to upper 80s, and hazy, hot and humid Sunday and Monday, with highs both days near 90. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.